My next guest won America's Best Looking Toddler when he was 2 years old. He's gone on to become the youngest black belt in the US in his particular martial art. He's got an app in the App Store with another one on the way. Oh, he plays piano, drums, and is also the eighth best gymnast in Texas. And we're talking to him today because it's thought he's the youngest CEO in America. He's an expert in cybersecurity and has just addressed 500 delegates at a conference, and it's the fourth time he's done it. Okay, pretty impressive. Then let me add another dimension to this. He's 8 years old. Do you want me to repeat any of that? Any of the things that he's achieved? Because he's 8 years old. His name is Reuben Paul, and he joins me now live from Texas with his dad Mano there as well. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Mano, firstly, can I ask you, is this genetic? Were you a best-looking toddler when you were two? Did you have a black belt in your particular martial art? Did you have, perhaps you didn't have an app, there weren't apps around, right. But were you the eighth best gymnast where you grew up? Is this genetic or has it skipped a generation?
I think it skipped many generations. Okay. from my standpoint, I was not the best looking toddler when I was young. With regards to the black belt story, it's interestingly, after Reuben joined when he was about 3.5 years old to become the youngest black belt in Shaolin Do Kung Fu when he was about 7 last year, I actually tested for my black belt after him. So technically, he's my senior in school and I need to bow to him.
My gosh. Wow. Well, let's hope he doesn't bully you for your dinner money when you go to college. That would be weird. So, Mano, I mean, this is extraordinary. And Reuben, don't worry, my friend, I'll come to you in a little bit. Mano, just tell me, I mean, this is extraordinary. I mean, this is off the scale.
Thank
prodigy.
You.
Okay. You must have asked yourself, how did this happen?
Absolutely. You know, with regard to who Reuben is to us, to me, it is from a faith standpoint, he's actually a gift of God to us. I don't think we deserved any of, any of this. And with regard to even Reuben's birth, he was kind of discovered late in my wife's pregnancy. And so we truly believe that that he is he's truly a gift of God to us. In fact, we named him Reuben, which means behold a son. But then his middle name is Abishai, which means gift of God the Father. So as you said, I've thought about this and I wondered. People call him a prodigy. We just think he's a great child of God. He's a good son to us, to my wife Sangeeta and me, and he's a wonderful brother to his brother Itai. All the other things with regard to his accomplishments. He's kind of a self-starter, but we guide him and we help him, and we're there for our children.
Clearly. Reuben, how are you?
I'm doing very good.
Good. Glad to speak to you. What time is it there in Texas, Reuben?
It's about 6:48.
6:48. Now, what time do you have to be at school, or have you got a day off?
We have to be at school at 8, but we're probably going to miss the first period.
Oh, well, I think you've done all right. You've probably got more qualifications than your teacher, Reuben. Tell me, where do you think this comes from, Reuben? I mean, you're 8 years old. What are your first memories?
Well, I don't really know. I don't remember my first memories, but... I've always had
Do you remember winning America's Best Looking Toddler, for instance, when you were two?
Yes.
You remember that? Actually, I don't remember anything before I was about 8, but clearly I hadn't achieved anything by the time I was 8, not like you. So, most 8-year-olds, I mean, my son's 7, and, you know, he's a fairly bright kid. I mean, he's certainly not doing what you're doing, that's for certain. But he's kind of reading books and playing football and swimming and doing all these kinds of normal things. You're doing normal things, I guess, and then some. How do you find the time in the day to do all of these things, Reuben?
Well, my secret is I do all my homework in my car.
Right, okay. So on the way back from school, you do all your homework?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about your normal day then. So you get up, have breakfast, go to school, and then...
Come back, probably have one activity per day, and then come home, do a little bit of homework, and then relax for a little bit.
So he's got about one or two activities per day. You could probably talk about your, like, how your day looks like from Monday through Friday to balance out.
So. Yeah.
So what activities do you do outside of school, apart from being a CEO of a company?
On Mondays, I go to gymnastics and drums. And on Tuesdays, I go to swimming and kung fu. Right. And on Wednesdays, I go to gymnastics again and music.
Yeah.
Piano.
Right.
And on Thursdays, I go to swimming and art.
Right.
And on Fridays, I go to gymnastics. On Saturdays, I go to hockey. And on Sundays, I go to hockey.
Wow. And then what do you do to relax?
I like video games. And I like TV.
Right. So what's your favorite TV show?
Cartoon Network.
Okay. So, okay. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it, Mano? Everyone would think about this high-achieving child that, you know, he's there watching videos of Professor Stephen Hawking's and, you know, and building his own lunar lander or something. But he's just a really normal 8-year-old.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the beauty of this whole thing is that he does what every other child is. My wife and I struggle with one thing with Ruben, and that struggle is he's a very poor eater. So we have to like constantly have to sit with him on his table and make sure he eats his food. So he gets the calories for all the other activities he does. But that is Ruben. He's just another ordinary, normal kid.
Wow. So Ruben is one of those apps about teaching someone how to eat vegetables.
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Maybe your dad needs to perfect that app, Ruben.
I think so too. Yeah.
Getting kids to eat is the hardest thing in life, man. It really is.
That is right. Yeah. I mean, as dad, you understand that. So
I totally
understand. If only he was good at that, we would have had a much more smoother life.
Okay. Well, you know, you can't have it all, Mano. You can't have it all.
That is true.
So, Ruben, tell me what the apps that you've developed are about then.
Well, I've developed three apps so far. One of them is called Cracker Proof to teach you about strong passwords. Another one is Crack Me If You Can to teach about brute force attacks. And the third one is Shuriken Math for where ninjas teach you math. But my Shuriken Math was my first one. It will probably be published out on the App Store in December, but Cracker Proof is.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so cybersecurity is something that you're very much interested in. How did you become interested in cybersecurity, protecting our computers?
Well, my dad teaches other people. So when I used to listen into my dad's teachings, and one day when he was on an important business call, he couldn't remember some words from cybersecurity. So I prompted him from the back, and he was like, "How did you do that?" After that, so.
So he basically, like, it was about 5 or 6 years old, and I saw. I mean, he prompted me on words that a child really shouldn't be knowing at age five.
What were the words?
It was like words like firewall and cloud and, you know, injection attacks. And so interestingly, when his first grade teacher, so I asked him, like, how do you know? And he's like, I've been paying attention to your conference calls. And then I realized he had kind of the acumen to teach him. And so I tried teaching him some of the complex security concepts. And he picked it up right, like, you know, almost instantaneously. And then on his first grade graduation, which is funny, we call it the first grade graduation. But when it's in, on his first grade, you know, end of year graduation party, just before that, his teacher asked, what would you like to become when you grow up? And he actually drew a picture of being a cyber spy. And then he drew a picture of a firewall and a cloud and his hacking attacks going through the firewall and exploiting a system on the back end. So he kind of got the whole thing, which large adult companies and network diagrams was basically drawn in his first grade graduation book.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. Ruben, do you get any, have you heard of this expression before, haters, people who are jealous and envious of how
yes.
bright you are? Do you get any of those people in your life?
Yes, I do sometimes.
And how do you deal with that, Ruben?
I just ignore it, really, but some comments are bad and some comments are very good. But the comments that I like, I take it in, and but don't let it go to my head. And the comments I don't like, I just ignore it out.
Yeah, and Mano, I mean, yes. it must make you very protective of him because
Absolutely.
There will be people, unfortunately, right. you know, who are very jealous.
It's funny you mentioned that, Nihal, because when it came down to all of these experiences, like the community of security, both black hats and white hats, have been extremely supportive of Ruben. You know, he first did his debut talk at DerbyCon, which is one of the largest security and hacker conference here in Kentucky that is done every year, and the whole community there of hacking crowd was completely supportive of him. And then he did a keynote at Security Congress addressing like very large professional organizations. And they were supportive too. At India, he was so very well received and honored in India, in Delhi last week when he did the keynote at the Ground Zero InfoSec Summit. And then he's going to go over to Amsterdam in 2015 to talk at the Hack in the Box Hackspo conference, where he's going to be a highlight speaker. But with all of this fame, what has happened is we are kind of learning, there are good and bad comments. The good comments, like he said, he is encouraged by it, but we've always talked to him, and he is very level set by recognizing that he needs to be wise in his heart more than he is wise in his head. And so he takes those comments just as a source of encouragement. On the bad side, though, we've had lots of comments, some actually saying to the point where it's actually the attacks have been more not directly on him, and I'm thankful for that, but more on us as parents, saying that we've robbed him of his childhood.
Well, clearly you haven't. He doesn't eat his vegetables, and he watches Cartoon Network. I can't think of anything more common for an eight-year-old than that, to be honest, and he plays video games.
Yeah, and he loves playing video games, and I enjoy playing with him. And so it looks like, and then some of them actually said, like, they need to arrest these parents for doing this to a child. And the way we looked at it, Nihal, is the fact that if at any point in time Ruben is doesn't want to do any of this, it is his choice, and we will completely respect that. We are not going to push our son to do something that he doesn't love to do. In fact, he wants to do more. He loves cooking, and he wants to learn cooking, and he watches cooking shows, but he doesn't like to eat.
Do you think part of this, Mano, is that children are underestimated in society?
I think so, and
we treat them as children kind of at our peril, because of course their ability to absorb information is unbelievable, isn't it?
That is so true. They're like a sponge, literally, like absorbing all that is around them and everything that from everything, the airwaves to from the technology to pretty much all the information that is just around them. I also do believe that we are in a generation and in an age where access to technology and information is so much greater than what it was during my time, right, as a child. And so I think this is just a way to us recognizing the potential in children. And every child, I think, is truly blessed and has their own gifts they've been given.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mano, but we're running out of time. Ruben, what do you want to achieve by the time you're 10?
The CSIP.
CISSP. That's a
CISSP certification.
What does that mean?
That means it's certification to say that you...
It's the Information System Security Certificate, Professional Certificate.